This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Two more marijuana stores are a step closer to opening in Bethel. On Friday, the state's Alcohol and Marijuana Control Board approved retail licenses for Kusko Kush and Alaskan-grown cannabis, but they had some conditions. Both stores will have to obtain fire marshal approval, and both will need to wait for the protest period to be over. The deadline for the City of Bethel to protest Kusko Kush is October 13th, and the city has until September 26th to protest the Alaskan-grown cannabis store on Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway next to Q2. This is the second store proposed for Alaskan-grown cannabis. The city already protested the first Alaskan-grown cannabis store on Tundra Way. City Council said that building was too old and dangerous. However, the State Marijuana Control Board said the protest was missing some language and asked the city to resubmit it. The board will review that protest again at its next meeting. In Akiachuk, shots rang out this weekend, leaving one brother dead and another brother medevaced to Seattle for advanced medical care. Alaska State Troopers report that two brothers, Robert and Tom Snyder, age 32 and 36, were, quote, involved in an argument over alcohol on Friday. Then the younger brother, Robert Snyder, grabbed a 12-gauge shotgun and shot his brother Tom, killing him. Robert then shot himself. He survived and was medevaced to Bethel, then Anchorage, and finally to Seattle for medical care for what troopers describe as life-threatening injuries. The body of his older brother, Tom Snyder, was sent to the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage for autopsy. Massive seabird die-offs, or wrecks as some experts call them, have happened again this summer, extending from May into last month. According to the National Park Service, reports received by mid-August documented thousands of dead short-tailed shearwaters from Bristol Bay and lower numbers of other types of birds found deceased in the Northern Bering and Chukchi Seas. This marks the fifth year in a row Alaska has seen mass seabird mortality events.
Of all the carcasses that we've collected and sent in, and that people have examined or looked at anyway, it's starvation. The birds are dying of starvation.
Kathy Kulitz is the seabird section lead for Alaska with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She says scientists still can't determine why hundreds and hundreds of birds of a variety of species are washing up on Alaska's shores, starving to death. According to Kulitz, the possibility that toxins from harmful algae blooms weaken the birds, preventing them from foraging, cannot be ruled out. Besides unusually large amounts of dead birds, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has also received reports of lethargic seabirds staying in nearshore areas, places where Kulitz says they wouldn't usually be found.
Like up inside bays and harbors. And this has been even happening in the Gulf of Alaska near Kodiak. There's some shearwaters washing in there, and down in Bristol Bay they were moving into inshore waters. During the salmon gillnet fishing season, they were getting caught in gillnets when they don't normally occur in that region.
Delbert Pangawi of Savunga has noticed similar patterns from his home on St. Lawrence Island. He says before the season's die-off began, the cliffs on the east side of the island used to be a seabird spectacle.
Just from our village, we could hear all those wings beating, going around and around. It just blackened the sky. The auklets, the lesser auklets, the myrrh birds. And it's so amazing that when you go to the cliffs yourselves, you know, they're flying right by you. It's amazing how you would think that they would collide together, but they don't.
Pangawi gets emotional as he describes what he has seen at the same location this summer.
To see our cliffs empty, no more spectacle. I think the best way I could put it, because I walked to the cliffs and My heart just sank. Ghostly, eerie to not see this like it used to be.
He suspects some species of birds, like the lesser auklets, move further north to find new feeding grounds instead of staying on St. Lawrence Island this summer. Pangawi says he has also observed some birds abandoning their chicks to survive, leaving the nest to have a chance to produce more offspring next year. According to Kulitz, the National Park Service is still waiting for official toxicology reports to be finished, but so far they have been able to rule out some widespread bird diseases like avian cholera as not being the cause for these massive seabird die-offs. Currently, a research team from the U.S. Geological Survey is testing some seabird carcasses to determine the relationship between toxins and these dead birds. The results will be shared as they become available. And lastly, join KYUK this evening at 6:30 p.m. for the Bethel City Council Candidate Forum. Learn more about the candidates' views on key city issues like alcohol, roads, marijuana, and more. That's today from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Bethel City Hall. Audience members will have the opportunity to ask questions of the candidates. Questions are limited to 20 seconds, cannot include personal attacks, and may be edited for length and clarity. Tune into the entire event here on KYUK 640 AM. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.